Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Affordable housing continues to be in short supply across many communities in the U.S., and our state is no exception. Our next guest's company is in that industry in our state and the Southeast, so let's check in with him on the most recent trends. Taylor Davis is president and CEO of NHE Incorporated, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Taylor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, give us a little bit more information about your company, how long you've been in business, how big you are.
Sure. Well, our company was founded in 1969 in Orangeburg, South Carolina, by my mother and father, Nancy and Harris Davis. Probably the first 15 years of our existence, my father was a residential developer building homes and subdivisions beginning in the early 1980s. Kind of fell into property management with a HUD elderly community that was being developed in Orangeburg by a nonprofit out of Atlanta, and literally by really accident or mistake, ended up hiring my father and our company at that time. And my father just was passionate about affordable housing and specifically affordable housing for seniors.
And so now your primary business then is that you manage apartment buildings and senior living complexes across the Southeast?
We do. We manage approximately 9,000 apartment units in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, as well as about 100 homeowners associations, mostly in the greater Greenville area.
With the boom in home building these days, how is that affecting the apartment industry?
It's an interesting time in the multifamily housing industry, whether it's market rate or affordable, both on the macro level as well as down to just about every community that we are active in. There's not enough multifamily housing that we're building in this country. So we're seeing demand for our apartment communities like we've never seen before. And we're seeing since COVID rents that are starting to escalate more appreciably, especially in market rate housing.
What is the actual definition of affordable housing?
I think the most people would define that as a household that is not cost burdened, that is spending less than 30% of their income on housing costs, mortgage or rent, utilities.
What is the state of affordable housing here in South Carolina? Is the supply as short as we keep hearing about?
Most definitely is. Just in the city of Greenville, a study that the city engaged just a few years ago determined that the city of Greenville was short 10,000 homes of affordable housing. We have a goal of delivering at least 1,000 units of affordable housing a year, which fortunately, the good news is there's been a lot from a positive standpoint that has occurred for the prospects of building more affordable housing across the country, but specifically in South Carolina. The biggest reason is last summer, the General Assembly in South Carolina passed a state low-income housing tax credit that will deliver a lot more equity to affordable housing projects to make them more financially feasible. Then also at the end of 2020, in the prior administration's last COVID relief bill, the 4% tax credit was fixed. So what I'm reading and also seeing is that the number of affordable housing units from a production standpoint that's going to be delivered in South Carolina, I would say, over the next year and beyond should triple, which is very encouraging for all the communities in South Carolina and for people in the affordable housing business. It's a good time to be doing this.
Is all affordable housing subsidized?
When you say subsidy, the most common misconception is that affordable housing automatically connotates that it's rent subsidized through HUD or other federal agencies, which is a part of affordable housing, and that's serving households at the 30% of area median income or below. But the last 20, 25 years, the most popular financing mechanism for the development of affordable housing has been the low-income housing tax credit, which is a IRS program, which does not automatically indicate that there's any rental subsidy. And those are targeted for households in the 50 to 60% of area median income.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're very welcome.
Taylor Davis is president and CEO of NHE Incorporated, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.